This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Alito. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. Brian Roush, man, I saw one of the teams that you get to cover on a regular basis, and a lot of their coaches on your coaches show. Lena Winslow, their basketball team, able to knock off Mercer County, and I was talking to Coach Kyle Benson and asked them, why are they so good and everything? And he said, basically, all the kids go out for a sport, and all the kids buy in that strength and conditioning program. And for those people that don't know, Lena Winslow, the state champs in football, the defending state champs in wrestling, and I know one of the favorites to repeat in that sport, and I know the wrestling team just won that Abe's Rumble. What is going on at Lena Winslow? It must be pretty fun covering those coaches in those programs up there.
Yeah, it sure is, and they've had great success, and I think as you mentioned and Coach Benson alluded to it, it starts with the kids. The kids buy into the program, and whether they, you know, after football, whether they play basketball or they wrestle, they're out for a winter sport. And I think one of the things that maybe he didn't mention was the fact that the coaches all kind of interact with each other, and Rick Aaron, of course, is the head football coach, Kyle Benson, who is the basketball coach, and Kevin Milder, who is the wrestling coach, they're all assistants. So they have, you know, a good working relationship in between sports. It's not like they're trying to grab, you know, athletes away from the other program. And I think it's just a system-wide, you know, success theory that if you work hard, good things will happen.
Well, and I look at, you know, the enrollment at Lee Wynn, according to the IHSA, 226. And I saw they had, I think, 14 or 15 on their varsity basketball roster. I know they fill all 14 of their weight classes in wrestling. They co-op with Stockton, and that's 190 kids. And I think Stockton, if I recollect, they have a pretty full basketball roster as well, and they participate in the wrestling co-op. Stockton and Lee Wynn are co-ops in wrestling. But that's the one thing that I'm impressed with is you know, the participation numbers are up, and you mentioned those three coaches, and I think that's where it probably starts and stops, is there has to be this connection and this relationship, and I guess the mutual respect among the programs, all in it together.
Yeah, exactly right. And you mentioned the wrestling program. One thing we didn't talk about is this Lee Wynn Stockton program has kind of worked in the shadows of Dakota for many years, and I think they had Dakota kind of in their sights, and they said, here's a program, Coach Pete Albers doing such a great job up there. Here's a program that, you know, we need to look at and kind of, you know, try to emulate. And I think they've surpassed them right now and used a little bit of their winning formula starting on the youth level and bringing it into the high school level as well.
Well, and I tell you what I was so impressed with from a basketball standpoint, Brian, is, you know, you're talking about, I think Coach Benson told me 11 of 14 kids were football players. So they basically played basketball for a month. And I'm telling you, man, that team looked good on Friday or Thursday night when I broadcast them against Mercer County. And one of their top players, Parker McGee, he rolled his ankle, so he didn't even play. And I'm telling you, that's a good player. And I know they're a little bit probably under the radar compared to wrestling. But then the wrestling program, you know, I know they have a lot of football players at, from Stockton and Lee Wynn that participate in that co-op. And basically they've been wrestling for about a month with the state championship in football. And I know they won that North-South duel early with some good teams. And then, you know, they win the 43-team Abe's Rumble down at the Bank of Springfield Center. So they're having a pretty – and the basketball team they think is 8-2 in one of their losses early, fresh out of the basketball season. So to say that Lena Winslow's having a good school year with boys athletics would be the understatement probably of the free world.
It sure is. And, you know, oftentimes in small schools you see it where maybe a handful of athletes can take, you know, multiple sports and lead them to success. Here it's more of an ensemble cast and a team effort, and as you say, great participation both in wrestling and basketball, and they just have enough athletes and dedicated players to make it work in whatever the sport might be.
He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Alito. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.